on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy. Crunch Time, five times voted the AFLMA's most outstanding radio program.
Yeah, I think I'm just an exciting player to watch, and I can't wait to get a part, like get around the boys and get a part
absolutely
of the group. So, yeah, I think once I start playing and use my big body around the contest, and hopefully we can bring in a bit of a crowd and put on a bit of a show.
There's Cameron Rayner talking last night on our draft coverage that you heard live on 1116 SEN. Melbourne's home of footy, of course, 5 for 185 for Australia as well. Just quickly, for Key Money Solutions, the specialist lending experts, call us on 1300 Key Money today. There's a lot to like about this young man, Cameron Rayner. He's been compared to Dustin Martin. He grew up with the nickname of Hollywood. We're fascinated to learn more about the youngster who went at number one last night in the national draft. And David Noble, the Brisbane Lions head of football, joins us on the line. Good morning, David.
Good day, Jack. How are you going?
Great to have you on the program, and thanks for your company. He's just got an infectious smile. There's just a whole lot about this youngster that I think your fans are really going to like.
Yeah, they are, mate. There's no doubt. My first interview, I was saying to the guys last night at dinner after the draft that he sort of has that infectious smile, as you said, and it's almost like you just want to reach across and sort of squeeze him. You know, he has that infectious nature about him. But, yeah, look, we're really excited. Great family. Took the mum and dad, John and Nicole, out for dinner last night, and, yeah, we've really wrapped it. We've been able to secure such a top-end talent.
I know that's obviously we like to keep the intrigue of the draft all the way through until when the first name's read out. But realistically now, when did you really settle on Cam as being the one that you wanted?
Wednesday. Yeah. It was as late as that. The guys that did a great job in presenting their final, you know, recommendation on Wednesday. We'd had probably two or three meetings, as most clubs probably would, mate, in the last month, sort of through list management, because recruiting now is such an intrinsic part of your overall trade strategy and your list management process. So, but no, look, it wasn't until this week that, you know, we sort of ticked the last few areas that we wanted to really dig into, and the guys were, I think, by the time we left Brisbane on Wednesday night or Thursday morning, mate, we were pretty much ready to go.
David, you talk about process. What's the process now with Cam and introducing him to the Brisbane Lions Footy Club? Is that over a 2 or 3 week period, or is he up there tomorrow? What now happens?
Yeah, it is, Simon. We, you know, Will, Chris is on a bit of a quick whirlwind tour around the country from today. He'll head to Perth, Darwin, Melbourne, and back to Brizzy. And we'll bring all the guys in now on Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening. We'll do medical with them on Wednesday. We'll start to embed them for this sort of couple of week period up until Christmas. Predominantly, we normally do it with senior players. It's good for the younger guys to get to know where they are. We're lucky that we've got a couple of academy guys that played in our NEAFL Grand Final, so that they've got guys that they've played with and players that they know quite well already. And from there, we'll start that process, mate, of just introducing them slowly but surely.
And living arrangements, those sorts of things. Kids moving up there first time, you know, mum and dad down here in Melbourne, or could be Perth or Adelaide for that matter.
Yep.
What are the challenges for you guys? You know, are they billeted out? What happens?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's I think it's individually geared around how each of the, you know, the players are, whether they're more independent than others. Some need that support, you know, of a host family initially. So we'll certainly have those discussions with mum and dad and the family and the player in regards to what that looks like. So we're certainly happy to. I think the best environment generally, as a rule of thumb, is to have them with a host family. Normally, you know, for some it might be a couple of months, might be 2 or 3 months, just so that they have that backstop of someone helping them out with their washing, their food, you know, some company. Others are a little bit more independent, mate. And, you know, some of the country guys that have boarded previously tend to have a little bit more of a rounded skill set. So that's all been taken into consideration with, I guess, with the discussion and the handover with the players this week.
Obviously, as far as the draft goes, growing your own talent and trying to steer away from that going home factor is huge. You had two opportunities last night, Connor Ballardon at 43 and Jack Payne at 54, who are academy players. I guess as you're continually trying to grow the game in Queensland, it must be pleasing to go to the draft and see two genuine prospects again coming out of your academy.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Luke Curran and Josh Hunt have been in charge of that. Luke's been up in involved with the academy now for a number of years, and he's done a great job. It's a key platform, Jack, for us as a club. You know, our strategy to grow the talent up here, not only just from a draft perspective, but for local footy as well. You know, in the NEAFL, it's got a really strong footy undertow following. So you're right. You know, Jacob Ellison was one from last year who made his debut later in the year. You know, we were able to bring Connor and Jack and a couple of other local top-up players that we had from our academy into the grand final team this year. And you see that as a massive benefit. You look at previous successes with the Cats, you know, the Hawks and the Bulldogs, where they've had strong VFL teams coming through, where, you know, that group's been able to build those bonds over a period of time. And so you're right, to be able to secure two talented guys like that in our own backyard is massively important for us. I think that puts us nearly at about 15 or 16 Queenslanders on our list now.
When do you get an indication, David, of where they're at from a making a debut point of view? Is that in intra-club games? You know, and let's take the number one draft pick, Cam Rayner, for it. When do you get an idea to say, oh, hang on, he's ready to go round one?
Well, if you've spoken to Fags after last night, Tom, he's probably ready to put him in. yeah, he loved his power, and he's white. Mind you, you know, Zach and Brandon, I'm sure, you know, would equally find a position. Look, I think it depends on how they cope with the load, mate. You know, the position that they're after, whether or not, you know, they've performed in front of someone else, whether, you know, you have injuries. So I think we'll just take it, you know, as it comes through pre-season with all of those six guys and see how they go. I don't think, sometimes it's not about, you know, the number of where you go in the draft necessarily, but now they all sort of, whilst, you know, Cam is recognised as the number one pick, they all start from zero again. You know, they all come in, they've got to train hard, they've got to learn the way of better nutrition, gym, weights, recovery, you know, Pilates, yoga, the whole, you know, process that we'll throw at them. So there's no restrictions. Any of them can step up if they're ready to go and they complete, you know, the training and they put good form together, then I'm certainly, Chris is open to selecting any of them.
Geez, it's sad, David, the days of, you know, finishing training and just going straight through the McDonald's, a Hungry Jack's drive-through, you know, large chips and a large Coke for on the way home.
They're not all finished.
Oh, I see.
That doesn't apply to the footy department, clearly.
You know, that youngster comes into the nutritionist and says, is there any nutrition in a chip?
Yeah, the potato's good, but I don't know about the rest of it.
David, congratulations on your haul last night. There's some real class. A couple of really quick players, as you said, in Zach Bailey and Stasovic, and then the academy players to go with the quality that is Cam Rayner. So congratulations, and thanks for chatting to us today.
No worries, guys. Anytime.
David Noble, the Brisbane Lions head of football, chatting to us here.